91X News.
It's 13 and sunny. Good afternoon. I'm Jack Carver. Police are on the scene of a two-car accident near Picton on County Road 13 and Ellis Road. Details are sketchy at the moment, but there have been injuries. In other news, Belleville City Council will decide this hour if the transit department can go ahead and purchase a new bus. But as Harrison Perkins reports, the real focus for Belleville Transit this year is increasing its ridership.
With the start of a new school year comes the return of students traveling on public transit. Some like it.
I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. Others don't.
It could be better.
Belleville Transit planner Matt Coffey says despite both criticism and support, ridership continues to be high.
Last year we had a pretty good year. We were up close to 1 million riders, around 940,000. And this year we hope to be probably roughly about the same. We'd like to break that 1 million rider mark.
Harrison Perkins, 91X News, Belleville.
In other news, lawyers for pipeline giant Enbridge are invoking the words of the late Alberta Premier Peter Lougheed at a hearing in Edmonton. They say Lougheed endorsed the Northern Gateway Pipeline Project in one of his final interviews. But the Alberta Federation of Labour says Lougheed also supported local upgrading and expressed concerns many times over the pace of development in the oil sands. Belleville's East End came together this past Saturday to present the city's fourth annual Porch Fest. Brandon White has the story.
It was a rainy morning on Saturday in Belleville's East End, but that didn't stop local musicians and community members from coming out for the fourth annual Porch Fest. Local talent of all styles, including folk, alternative rock, and heavy metal, set up on porches and verandas in East Hill, stretching from John Street all the way up to McDonald Avenue. Ken Hudson and Lucinda Pritchard, the organizers of the event, say that Porch Fest has picked up immensely since it was started 4 years ago.
It was pretty much the same for 3 years, and this year it doubled. So that's okay with us. I mean, we're happy as long as everyone else is happy. So if it grows to be twice the size of this, it would be awesome for us as well.
We have such a wide variety. I mean, we have some metal, heavy metal bands, and some hard rockers, and then we have like a jazz trio and. It really is a wide range of music.
Porch Fest is a free, family-friendly event and is generally held around the end of September every year. Brandon White, QNET News.
Next up, a 13-year-old boy has been charged by police following an incident in which rocks were thrown at a vehicle on the Trans-Canada Highway south of Peterborough. Police say they were called around 6 p.m. Sunday to Highway 115 after receiving complaints from motorists. They say a pickup truck was seriously damaged after a rock hit the vehicle's hood and windshield, but that the driver kept in control to avoid a crash and was not injured. Police investigating the scene arrested two boys behind a barrier on the highway's center medium. The 13-year-old Peterborough boy is charged with mischief, endangering life. He is scheduled to appear in court in November, while the other boy, age 10, cannot be charged because of his age. And finally, Canadian music fans are mourning the death of Sam the Record Man Snyderman. Belleville is home to the last remaining Sam the Record Man store in Canada. 91X reporter Josie DeBarro spoke to the owner.
Store owner Dustin Spencer remembers the first time he met Sam the Record Man Snyderman. It was at a franchise conference in 1979.
Sam was talking about how to be successful in retailing. Basically, he outlined his business philosophy, and at that point in time, it was service and selection, and we embraced that, and that's the lasting impression.
Even after Snyderman closed all his record stores, Spencer continued to name his Quinty Mall store after the music businessman.
We think the name is very important. It represents selection and service, and we've been able to keep the name by making arrangements with the family, and they're happy to have Sam still out there somewhere and somewhat successful. So we persevered, and we're good at what we do.
Spencer says Sam the Record Man's lasting legacy will be his efforts to promote music made by Canadians.
It's a loss when you have an iconic figure in Canadian music pass away. I would like to know that he would be around and we would meet again and have a cup of coffee again, but that's not going to happen. So on a personal basis, we'll miss him.
Jose DeBarros, 91X News, Belleville.
That's 91X News to 404. Sports is next.
Man, I'm loving the college life.
I hear ya. Tough being on a budget, though. Hard to afford some fun.
Nah, you just gotta know where to go. Take Gateway Brewing Company. They sell amazing, fresh, locally brewed beer, no additives, no preservatives, and it's a heck of a lot cheaper than the commercial stuff.
Get out!
Seriously, a batch of beer costs nearly half as much. Bottle it or grab a keg.
We're going to be so popular this year.
Gateway Brewing, Quinte's number one microbrewery, featuring ale, lager, and stouts. 33 Ontario Street, Trenton, 394-1010.
Welcome back, and now for 91X Sports. The matinee between the Washington Nationals and Milwaukee Brewers is underway. The Nats entered the game with a magic number of 6 for clinching the National League East Division title. Toronto is at Baltimore for a twilight doubleheader, and the Orioles are a game behind first-place New York in the AL East. New York Jets cornerback Darrell Revis will need surgery to repair a torn anterior cruciate ligament in his left knee. He was hurt in yesterday's overtime win over Miami. Revis will likely be out for the rest of the NFL season. Toronto Raptors rookie center Jonas Valanciunas will take some time off after suffering a strained left calf during a workout over the weekend. The NBA team says the injury is not serious, and there is no timeline for his return. Olympic gold medalist Kerry Walsh Jennings tells NBC's Today show that she's expecting a baby. The 34-year-old beach volleyball player says she had a feeling she was pregnant while teaming with Misty May Trainer to win the title at the London Games. It was their third straight gold performance in Olympic competition. Send us your team or league scores, email sports@91x.fm. Now for the weather. Today has been looking sunny with a mix of sun and cloud, with a light breeze continuing this afternoon with a high of 16. Clouds rolling in later tonight on a cool breeze with a low of 13. Tuesday has a mix of sun and cloud in store and windy throughout the day with a high of 20. Right now at 4:06, it's 14 degrees, and I'm Jack Carver, 91X News, on the air and online at 91x.fm.